welcome to today's Word of Mom radio show here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen just dabble in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And with everything going on right now, this is actually a live show. Normally, we pre-record our shows, so we don't have to deal with bandwidth, internet, or anything else, but we are going live today because we're sharing very important information. Shira Adler is a voice of our time, building from an eclectic background in spiritual care and healer to media wellness personality, CBD expert and educator, hemp industries leader and entrepreneur. Shira is the founder and CEO of Synergy by Shira Adler, a compassionate care company, trusted since 2011 and dedicated to modern alchemy. She is the acclaimed author of the ABCs of CBD, The Essential Guide. She's nicknamed the Mrs. Fields of Healing and Marijuana Mama, and she's the holistic femme empowerment face, featured on Bravo, GMA, The Today Show, and more. And today we are lucky enough to have her here on Word of Mom Radio. So, Shira, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dori. Love doing live because, you know, busy mompreneurs, there's no difference. We're busy, we're focused, we're dedicated, we can multitask. Let's do live. Why not? It's an honor to be here.
You know what? It's exciting. And I'm excited because I've wanted to do a show about CBD for a very long time to kind of break those myths of what people think it is and what it really is and everything else. And before we get into that, I would love to talk about, you have just such a unique background. You've gone from clergy, healer, you're a media personality, a CBD expert, and all of these different things, founding a holistic wellness company. Share this journey with us, please.
You're so sweet. Thank you. Well, I honestly think that women are, in general, so much more complex than what society or maybe our educational backgrounds or how people perceive us. My journey, even though it's a little all over the map, it actually has a very specific through line, and it's about being a caregiver and a caretaker. Women naturally, innately, are spiritual creatures having a human experience. Actually, all humans are, but especially for women and mothers, and I don't mean necessarily even biological mothers. We as women know how to show up, take care of those around us, our own bodies. We have synergy in relationships with ourselves, our families, our communities, and the planet. So everything that I've ever done is along that path. But yes, it's a little unusual to go from maybe clergy and healer and spiritual counselor, I am like past life regressionist, into starting a consumer products and media educational company and publishing a book. But I think that the old adage is true. They say that necessity is the motherhood of invention. So I'm the mama and I had a reason to invent something and I did. And that's really how we always live our lives, right? You trust your gut, you listen to your intuition, you follow the path that you're meant to be on, and hopefully you're just showing up with authenticity and transparency. And that's my through line.
What made you write your book, The ABCs of CBD, The Essential Guide? What's the story behind that?
The book was actually part of what happened. It came out of a larger work that I've been working on. I've actually been a writer and a blogger and speaker for many years in different capacities on different topics, most of which metaphysical or integrative wellness or holistic care and spiritual parenting, all of those things. And I had been working for a couple of years on a book that was really more focused on what we call indigo children and star children, which is a metaphysical description. I have a son who's called an indigo child, which is a spiritual description of the out-of-the-box, you know, the age group that most indigos are. You might call them millennials. I call them indigos. There's a lot of crossover. It's a whole different show. We can discuss another time. It's wonderfully interesting. I'm just bouncing a call off. The short version is that this book specifically, The ABCs of CBD, came out of the larger project. And the reason I had to focus and hone in on this material was when my own son was in residential treatment when he was a little younger, and one of the counselors, it was supposed to be a wilderness therapy program, and I use the word supposed to very specifically, it ended up that it was not the environment that was best suited for a child like mine who was struggling with just showing up really cleanly and healthfully in his own experience and dealing with both my children have PTSD diagnoses. So I'd sent him thinking fresh air and the nature and getting in touch with his deeper self would be beneficial. What ended up happening is he was around a whole bunch of children who were coming from some very unfortunate circumstances. And the way all of these children were talked to, educated, treated, nurtured, I found to be rather alarming. And the short version is they were a microcosm of what's happening in society. They were over-medicated and underserved. And the final straw for me was when one of the drug counselors said to this group of kids that were on everything from abusing Adderall to heroin, just throwing them all together, you know, without any kind of individualization. And he said, all cannabinoids are equally bad. THC is just as bad as CBD. And my son, who was only 13 at the time, 14, he said, that's completely not true. He stood up and he educated the entire group and the drug counselor as to the difference in the cannabinoids, how they work, what's the neuroscience, why it matters. And that was the day I basically pulled him out of that program, wrote the book, published it, never looked back.
What are the differences?
Right.
On a personal side, you know, my aunt went through cancer treatment and would not use CBD oils at all because they come from marijuana. And I was like, Aunt Jin, if they didn't come from marijuana, would you use them? She was like, of course, everybody says they're great. But that's what stopped her. She was like, you know, I don't want to be getting high. She didn't understand. They don't understand the difference.
Right. Well, that's really the reason that I started. The book is the title of it is The ABCs of CBD. But in fact, the book covers everything from the world history of cannabis and hemp. It shows information about the science side, the culture side, where we are in the world today, how to talk to our kids, the social justice issues that are strongly connected to the roots of this plant, as I call them, the racist roots. There's a lot of information. It's not really just a book about CBD. So the short version of, and the most simple important thing that I like to tell people is that all cannabinoids, which is a group of chemical compounds that naturally exist, CBD of that entire group is only one of the cannabinoids. It's short for cannabidiol. CBD and THC, which is its more famous counterpart, naturally exist in a group of chemical compounds called cannabinoids. Cannabinoids exist, however, in both iterations of the species itself. There is only one plant species, and that's the cannabis species. But there's the marijuana side and the hemp side. And there are basically kissing cousins. There are two different sides of how the plant, the cultivars are grown and nurtured and what they're allowed to do. So in terms of, let's say, legal CBD products here in the United States, since the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill, all you need to know is that it can have no more than 0.3% THC. That's what is naturally occurring. That's what the labs test for to make sure that it is, without a doubt, unable to form any or cause any euphoria. So when people are concerned about cannabis, they actually don't know really what they're afraid of. And you don't know what you don't know. In fact, that's the whole subtext of the book. It's why pot is not what we were taught. Because, in fact, if you are using, whether it's the hemp side or the adult use side, medical side or recreational side, where legal and appropriate, you just have to know what you're taking, why you're taking it, how those cannabinoids intersect and interact with our human biology, our physiology, our emotional state. And technically speaking, all plant medicine, all those little compounds are technically psychoactive. But psychoactive is not what you're concerned about. Right? That means that cannabinoids are able to alter and affect mood states. And you want that, especially if you're taking them to, as research would indicate, to calm anxiety and nerves and all of that. Of course you want to alter your mood state. What you don't want to do necessarily is create a high, the euphoria. That is the ingredient that is only really caused by THC. In fact, CBD and cannabinoids, if properly used and according to really amazing research that's coming out, you can actually alter the effects of THC and even more significantly of addiction issues, like real addiction issues. I'm talking opiates and heroin and all the really hardcore stuff. If you were taking cannabinoids properly, they reduce the addiction state in the human brain. So there's a lot that people should really take the time to learn, because what studies are showing, and more studies are coming out all the time, is that the way cannabinoids work in the human body is probably one of the most essential support systems we could really take in that nature naturally gives us. We have synergy with plant medicine. We always have since the beginning of time, and we should. So if people understood that all the cannabinoids and all the terpenes, which are different groups, and that's basically the parts of a plant that make it smell, and we think about essential oils when we think of terpenes, but if they just use these ingredients properly, especially cannabinoids, they really don't necessarily target a problem, right? They're not here to treat specifically an issue like inflammation. So how does it actually do that? Well, we have all mammals, all creatures with a spine are wired with what's called an endocannabinoid receptor system, the ERS. When you supply the body and the brain and your entire body, take in these cannabinoids, they balance and feed right into your endocannabinoid receptor system, and that system is what regulates and balances all of your other systems. That's really how they work. That's why they're so essential, and that's why one family, let's say with four different people, with four different kinds of issues, can all take full spectrum, is my preference. We can talk about that later. If you're taking the cannabinoids, and if you're balancing and regulating your ERS, one product can effectively work on multiple different kinds of people with different issues. In my family, one of my daughters had seizures. My kids have PTSD. I have the typical issues for, you know, my bone structure, my hormone levels at my age group. And yet, we all take the same tincture. But that's because your individual bodies know the deficiency points that you're dealing with. And they understand that your ERS is the system that regulates and monitors all of your other systems. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And it's so, you know, when you explain it, it just sounds so easy, so logical. And it's amazing to me how people kind of want to fight the knowledge and the understanding of all of this. Really, all the way back in 2011. Was it hard creating a company that focused on this?
Yeah, I did start the company, but it was first, I didn't add the cannabinoids into it until about 2015. It's still years before most companies have been doing it. That's true. I started with an appreciation in the foundation of essential oils and using those to be part of what I like to say is just an integrative model. When I refer to modern alchemy, that's kind of the passion point behind my brand. It's really looking at where we can overlap the concentric circles in our experience as humans. Where can we take an integrative approach from what nature gives us with cutting edge modern science, mixing and going back to the roots of basic medicine. So that's why I started with essential oils and I made the Synergy Sprays, and they've been out since 2011. And then as things got harder and more challenging in our society, I looked for a way to boost what aromatherapy does. Because aromatherapy in and of itself is one of the oldest, most ancient healing modalities on the planet to affect change on all three levels of your being simultaneously. So mind, body, and spirit. So if you can take that as a foundation and then boost it with something that we all need, and we all need to support our ERS through cannabinoids, it just made sense. And when I saw the responses that not just my kids were having, but my students and my colleagues and just families who were struggling with children whose need state were escalating. You know, we live in a really, really challenged world. We have taken such poor steps to protect our environment, and that environment is really also hurting us, whether it's climate change and the toxins in our air and our soil and our food culture and, you know, the whole world. It's just full of chemicals and it's full of things that we were never meant to be exposed to in this frequency and this severity. So we do have to kind of get back to basics to do what the theme of the company is, to bring balance back. And that's why I infused Braze and I launched by 2016. I was at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo at the Javits. And again, you know, motherhood, necessity is the motherhood of invention. So this is what I invented because my kids needed help and so does everybody else.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break, say thank you to our fabulous sponsors, and we will be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our schools safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our schools safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We're talking with Shira Adler, who is the Mrs. Fields of healing. And I want, with everything going on right now, specifically around the coronavirus that is causing so much fear, what can we do to calm our nerves and stay balanced?
It's a very good question. This is a definitely remarkable time for all of us, every single one of us on the planet. And it's actually doing a couple of good things. It's reminding us of our frail fragility. It's also inviting us to have a deeper look at the relationship we have with our natural environment. But I do want to remind people of a couple of things just on a topical level. You know, COVID and any such virus has been really around for decades. These are not new. It's novel in terms of it's it gets manipulated. There's something a little unique about it. But essentially, viruses have always been here and they always will be. They often lie dormant. And then it's up to us as human beings to not exacerbate our natural world so that we're not kicking up and inviting them to pop up and, you know, their ugly little butter head. So most of us have probably already been exposed or will be, and we'll get over it in with an easier time. We'll probably have antibodies, especially if you're a little more in nature. And if you travel, whatever it is. The problems that are coming up are more about social responsibility. And again, it's a silver lining to invite people to just take a look at that. You know, did you have to get on 4 planes in the last 2 weeks or 2 planes, whatever it is? You know, are there things that you can do to demonstrate a level of responsibility? Understanding we're just trying now to protect, through social distancing so that we don't create this crazy spread. And yes, there are people who pass away, unfortunately, from heart disease, killed how many thousands and thousands and all of these other issues. But it has to do with the timing of everything. Right? How many people get sick and how many people are able to be treated? And we don't want to overload our system and we want to slow that down. So respectfully, I also want to point out that while this is all happening, China hasn't had an air quality like it's experiencing now in decades. The fish in the clear waters in Venice, it's actually clearing and there are dolphins returning and you can see fish. Like, these are a beautiful benefit to the darker side of what man does in the world. And so I do want to just remind people that even with social distancing, take a deep breath. Practice pranayama breathing. Stand outside. You know, take a walk with your family members or your pets. Wave to your neighbors. You know, look at the social media. I saw a really great video where somebody was playing some kind of big 80s pop tune. Of course, I'm a big fan of the 80s music because I grew up with it. And you could literally see people on their balconies sharing the music and all dancing along. It was joyful. It was simple. There are benefits to these experiences. So I would encourage people to meditate more, listen to music, break up the monotony or the stress levels, maybe turn off the news a little bit, you know, share a happy kitten video on social, whatever it is that can lift your spirit, and go deeper into creative consciousness and collaboration. You know, right now we're all online, we're all connecting differently, but we are connecting. And we're also having to make more food at home and look at the values that we have and that we share, again, as spiritual beings having a human experience. That's the invitation for right now. And then, of course, they're the practical things. What can you use in your own home? Well, of course, you can go online. You can still order products like my aromatherapy blends. I tried to make them as easy as possible because you don't even have to touch another person to use them. So if you are of concern with that, then those are great because essential oils are naturally antiviral. They have antiviral and antibacterial components and properties. It's the essence of what they are. So those are great. Spray them in the air, spray around your face, take a deep breath in. Mine are microdosed with CBD. You know, if you have a little bit of lavender, if you have thieves oil at home, if you have, you know, whatever natural little products you have, this is a good time to take stock of that. Order what you don't have. Use them. Make your own hand sanitizer because actually the chemical ones are really not ideal for you. And also you want to wash just common sense, the 22nd with the warm water and the soap, you know, really capture and clean off those, your contact surfaces and your hands. But we don't have to go crazy. We just have to have a level of social responsibility and awareness, right? That's what the social distancing is for and the recommendations. Enjoy the quality time that you are being forced to have with your loved ones. Two teens, two dogs, a parrot, and I've actually kind of, there are two other teens that are hanging out in my house more than their own, so they're kind of now staying here, and I'm keeping the brood safe and happy. We're doing art projects. My daughter is a sculpture major at a nearby college, and the college is now closed, so she's putting up all of her various types of art downstairs. I'm making crafty little projects. I'm making a lot of deviled eggs. There are lots of things we can do to keep our spirit, our energy, our focus, and our health as a priority without really descending into the pits of this fear, because fear is not healthy for anybody. And fear will break down your immune system, and your stress levels will break down your immune system faster than any substance that might come into your environment.
I'm actually nodding my head as you are saying that with, you know, the fear aspect of things. And you know what? It is being responsible. It's just being socially responsible. Somebody put up a post and it was the perfect one. Don't worry about contracting this. Treat it like you already have it. And that's what social distancing is all about.
Right.
Have that
right.
level
You've seen
of respect.
The post with the matchsticks, and they're showing that if you light one, if there are four matchsticks that are burning, but the one drops lower, it doesn't continue to burn down the line. And, you know, for my kids, I sent them out, my son went airsofting. Well, you know, you're shooting BB guns out in the middle of the woods, but you're far apart from each other, but it's a fun activity. You know, we want to breathe fresh air. We want to reconnect with nature and the best of ourselves. We want to, of course, limit travel. I mean, you can't, it's not so much if you wipe down your plane seat and all that with wipes, it's that it's recycled air and you're with 150 strangers. You know, so we have to be just common sense would say maybe that's not ultimately the best. But if we all took the same level of precaution, we can maintain a level of this new normal with a little bit of joy connected to it. And I think that's really critical. That's, again, why I love aromatherapy. I love things that elevate, you know, burn incense. Just make your world and your life and your body and your family feel connected, feel creative, feel conscious and mindful and responsible, but joyful. Let's not forget to create a little bit of joy. It's very important right now because I have a lot of very, very stressed out people reaching out to me. And I get it, you know, we definitely want to hold awareness. We don't want to diminish the capacity of what this will be to those who have less strong immune systems, you know, and I will go back to the book for a moment. The other reason I wrote that book, besides the obvious stories that I was dealing with in that moment, were my parents, both of whom have passed, and they passed very young. So there is a lot of information that each of us possesses, and if we connect that research, if we connect that information and our passion points, if we bring the best of both worlds between allopathic and integrative and natural medicine, we are going to serve humanity on such a higher level. And that is truly my mission. That's why I'm here. That's what I, that's it. For me, that's the end of the story. Every day,
we actually,
joy, that's my purpose.
We actually have a caller on the line. Would you be interested in answering a question?
Of course. Bring him in.
All right. Well, let's see who is here. Hi, I am bringing you in on the line. Caller from the 408 area code. Who's this?
This is Craig from California. How are you doing?
Well, hi, Craig. This is Dory from her mom.
Hi, Craig. How are you, sir?
And you're on the line with myself and with Shira Adler. Go ahead, ask your question.
Well, I wasn't going to ask a question. I was just kind of listening, but then I got now I'm talking. So, but I do agree with what you were saying, though. Maybe you could just give me a little bit more, and maybe I could have something to say.
What were you listening that was intriguing to you? Was it about the essential oils or about the sort of the attitude and the energy?
I think it's just mostly the people that are having anxiety about things that they can't control. You know, they have no control over it, so it causes them a lot of anxiety. And when people listen to what other people are saying, they're putting the stuff into the atmosphere, and people listen to that, and, you know, it causes them to feel a certain way. And I think a lot of people are relying on their feelings way too much, you know, when they should be taking responsibility for their feelings and just be honest, you know. But a lot of people have all this stuff going on, and I think it's creating a lot of anxiety.
We would have to agree with you, and we were talking about just that, and the social responsibility and not, you know, pandering to the fears. Be sensible. We know how to, you know, the thing that always that's amazing me right now more than the toilet paper is the fact that you can't find hand soap. It's like, really, have you not been washing your hands? And that's why all of a sudden there's a run on it. Shouldn't everybody have soap in their house? You know, I was always, you could ask my kids, it's so funny, because they're all grown. And they'll come out of the bathroom, I'll grab their hand to make sure it's wet. You know, and they're like, yeah, Mom, you taught us to wash our hands.
Right. I mean, people should know that. But here's another suggestion. Let's say that you are in an area where the stores are running out and all of that, because people need to calm down and stop hoarding. That's not necessary. Their supply chain is solid. Grocery stores, you know, the food sources. In fact, a lot of communities and charities are really, again, the benefit is we see how people rise up to take care of each other in moments of crises. So I do appreciate that. What you can do at home, if you don't have, again, you can order synergy sprays, you can order various essential oils. Why don't you try to order witch hazel or rubbing alcohol? I don't love that. It's a little harsh on the skin. But let's say you remember the witch hazel, the good old-fashioned stuff. You can mix that, certain essential oils. A friend and a colleague that I love, Dr. Janelle Kim, she has, I forget the name of her, J something K Labs. You can contact me on social and I'll put you in touch. She had a wonderful video that she showed people how to make an essential oil, and it had some herbs in it and some essential oils, and it was a sanitizer based in witch hazel. Things that you might be surprised that you can get if you can't go out and buy Purell, which, by the way, again, you don't want. Now, as for, if I can for a moment talk about what you mentioned with anxiety, I used to work as a spiritual counselor as well, and in Four Winds Mental Health Hospital here in Northern Westchester, and I've worked in a lot of hospital settings. And again, because of my own children, that's a whole area that I specialize in. So here's what I want to recommend. It isn't just about getting back to cannabinoids. We're talking about psychoactive versus non. Remember I mentioned that they help with mood stabilization? Well, according to research, cannabinoids are incredibly effective in working on anxiety, PTSD, depression, social anxiety, panic attacks, bipolar, schizophrenia. So there is a lot of emerging information around the mental health benefits of cannabinoids. So my recommendation is to also look for and find an extremely well vetted, because a lot of what I talk about is actually how to tell products apart, good companies versus those that just rushed into the industry and really are not even being authentic and don't have great products. But obviously you can look me up. I'm happy. I do consult with families. I work privately with people to help make sure that they have the right kind of tools from a whole holistic lifestyle perspective. But that's really one of the areas I recommend full spectrum tinctures, because that's how I got my kids off of Western Med, and a lot of people. We work diligently. I mean, obviously these are lifestyle products. They are not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure anything. But I can tell you that when you make changes on a holistic level and take baby steps to create a lifestyle that really embraces an integrative approach between what you eat, what you think, what you ingest, what you're breathing, you can do so many things, and all of a sudden you've really effectively shifted your baseline. That's why I see some huge potential and promise, not just from cannabinoids, but from an overhaul of your lifestyle, but easily, something anybody can do. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and it's the perfect way to actually wrap up this conversation. It's amazing how fast the time goes. So I want you to let everybody know how to get in touch with you. I know you have a special offer to share and everything else.
Yeah, so everybody can find me. I have two websites, one where the products are, and that is shirasynergy.com, shirasynergy.com, And my website is shiraadler.com. If you want to opt into my newsletter, you get a free chapter of the book. The book is available on Amazon, although I believe right now it might be a little bit of a delay on that because Amazon is focusing on delivering medical supplies, as they should. But there are lots of ways to be in touch. So shiraadler.com, shirasynergy.com. I'm on social at the one, which is T-H-E numeral one, and my name, and at Shira Synergy. I also have a coupon code for anyone who's listening who would like to try these products, of course. And if you have any questions, you just email me. I am sitting at my computer a lot, so I will get back to you personally to address your questions. And the coupon code that you'll want to use on sharesynergy.com is Word of Mom. It is good now through April 30th, and it's for 20% off anything you wish. And other than that, please just be in touch. Let me know how I might be of service. And if you'd like to do some deeper work or a private session or consultation with me, of course I do that as well.
Shira, I want to thank you so much for coming on, doing this live show. You know, we just connected the other day, and it was like, you know what? This is so important. People need to, A, break these myths, but know that there are things that they can do to keep themselves calm, to keep themselves healthy, to boost their immune systems, and to just find that space to breathe. So I want to thank you.
Bring balance back. Happy to help.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for bringing me on as a guest story. You're an angel.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. And for all of us here at on Word of Mom Radio at the Word of Mom Media Network, we thank you so much for tuning in. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We will be here for you with great shows sharing amazing women. And we are going to close out right now with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you. Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true, you know her by name, see this woman is you, she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true,
she is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true. Never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams.